You'd be surprised. What we see is the majority of the arrests consistently year to year have been outsiders. So it doesn't always paint an accurate picture when we say, you know, we had 60 arrests during the Kent and Kent State Halloween festivities, because so many of those arrests actually came from people who were visiting the city who were not Kent State students. But I would, you know, add to that that the Kent State students are really the attraction that brings in all of those outsiders. And what we have seen year after year is people coming in from outside, like the cities of Akron, Cleveland, Youngstown, Canton. And they're coming here because this has become a destination point, like I said, similar to Ohio University. And they come here because they know that there's going to be large parties, you know, at the off-campus housing on University Drive, Sherman, East Main Street, things like that. And they come here and, you know, they walk around in packs. You know, they come in by the carload, they park, and they just walk around floating from party to party and basically just looking to cause trouble. They come here with bad intentions, and they commit crimes almost with anonymity. Nobody knows who they are. They come in, they commit assaults, they go into parties and commit thefts. They assault males and females. You know, we've had complaints from female students, you know, about guys walking in groups saying things or attempting to touch them. So those are some very, very serious concerns that we have. And most of those violators have been from outside the university.